Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Missionary physician in a distant country performed a cataract operation. It was successful and the man was able to see again. A few weeks later, 48 blind men came to the doctor, each holding a rope held in the hand of the man who could now see. He had led them in this way, walking in a chain for 250 miles to the hospital. This reminds us of the fact that if we've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we can say, "Once I was blind, but now I see." We should bring others, blinded by sin, to the Savior. Blind souls are groping in sin's awful night, falling and dying away from the right. Speed with the message, oh, speed in His name. Hasten the story of Christ to proclaim. This leads us to our lesson on soul winning. This is Lesson 10, and it's titled, Witnessing and Winning. In recent days, we've been studying together the Emmaus Bible School course, Lessons for Christian Living. We want you to have a copy of this course, so stay tuned for a special announcement at the close of the program. And now Lesson 10, Witnessing and Winning. How can a Christian lead others to Christ? Winning souls to Jesus Christ is one of the greatest occupations in the world today. Proverbs 11:30. We'd like to suggest that if you have a pencil and paper handy, that you copy down these references and also note down our address at the close of our time together. Now Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. Although there are no hard and fast rules to ensure success in this work, yet there are some very general principles which will prove extremely valuable. It is of first importance that the soul winner be spiritually healthy. I'd like to repeat that. It's of first importance that the soul winner be spiritually healthy. He must be constantly feeding on the Word. He must spend much time in prayer. He must be yielded to God. He must confess and abandon any cherished sins. And thus, by walking in the Spirit, the Christian will find that the Lord will provide opportunities for effectual witness. Undoubtedly, the golden rule of soul winning is, live close to God. The Lord Jesus, in calling His disciples, said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." The first step in soul winning is to follow Him. Follow Him closely. It is a good thing to start each day by asking God to lead us to those He wants us to contact. It's obvious that we cannot speak to everyone we see. It's also clear that we have no way of knowing ourselves which souls are ripe for salvation. But if we let the Lord lead us, we will work much more efficiently and reap more fruit for Him. Then during the day we should seize the opportunities to speak for Christ. When fellow workers use the name of the Lord in profanity, there's often opportunity for a tactful, loving word of testimony. Religious subjects often come up in conversations. We should make the most of them. And then again, we don't always have to wait for opportunities. We can make them for ourselves. People speak freely about politics, the weather, and sports. Why should our lips be sealed about Christ, our Redeemer? Let's stop right here and think of some folks for whom we have a concern. Why not write those names down on a card? And let's pray for them just now. Put the card in your Bible as a reminder, and then continue to pray for them. And as we pray daily for them, the Lord is going to open up opportunities for witness. As the music plays, let us make this list and pray. Thank you. You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. Our lesson is titled Witnessing and Winning. And this course is available for home study and is called Lessons for Christian Living. Listen for complete details at the close of the program. For those of you who already have the course, we're on Lesson 10 and Page 2 of that lesson. We continue with suggestions on witnessing. Quote the Word of God as much as possible. It is the living Word. Hebrews 4:12 reminds us of this. For the Word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. That was Hebrews 4:12. Yes, the Word of God has power to reach souls far beyond any words we could ever utter. It is the sword of the Spirit. Every good soldier of Jesus Christ should use this greatest of all weapons. Unsaved people will do everything in their power to stop you from reciting scripture verses. But don't stop. If they say that they don't believe the Bible, quote more of it. An infidel said, "There is one thing that mars all the pleasures of my life." "Indeed," replied his friend, "what is that?" The infidel answered, "I am afraid the Bible is true. If I could know for certain that death is an eternal sleep, I should be happy. My joy would be complete. But here is the thorn that stings me. This is the word that pierces my very soul. If the Bible is true, I am lost forever." Yes, and it is true. In witnessing, use the sword of the Spirit, the Bible. And then follow up each contact. Not many people are saved the first time they hear the gospel. Usually they have to be spoken to again and again. Show kindnesses to them. Hand them good gospel literature. Invite them to attend evangelistic meetings with you. Above all, be much in prayer for them. Don't be discouraged if some are hostile to you. Opposition is often a sign that they are being convicted by the Holy Spirit, whereas indifference is almost impossible to deal with. Let us never forget the value of a soul. I once read a true story of how 3 diamond rings, valued at $5,000, were accidentally tossed into a waste basket. The waste paper, rings and all, reached the local garbage truck, and the contents of that truck were dumped into an enormous trailer load of garbage. For 3 days, this lady and her husband stood in the rain at special tables and painstakingly searched through the refuse until all 3 diamond rings were found. That little story reminds me of souls mired in sin. It is not easy, but we are told to go with the gospel. The Lord Jesus left heaven's glory to come to this earth so filled with sin. He went all the way to the cross for you and me. And now he says to us, "So send I you." Continuing our suggestions on witnessing and winning, don't press for quick decisions. A false profession is not only worthless, but it may deceive the individual himself. It may do untold harm to the cause of Christ. You be faithful in sowing the seed, and God will be faithful in giving the increase. If you find it difficult to speak to others about the Lord, tell the Lord about it, and ask Him to give you strength and courage to witness for Him. If you really want it, He will give it. Always carry a good supply of gospel literature with you. You can not only pass tracts to those you meet, but you can leave them in places where they will be picked up and read. The rewards of soul winning are tremendous. First, the present joys of leading a person to Christ are indescribable. The Lord Jesus said in Luke 15:10, "I tell you, there is joy in the presence of God over one sinner who repents." That was Luke 15:10. Second, how much greater will be the joy in heaven when someone meets you with these words, "It was you who invited me here." Finally, how incomparable will be the thrill when the Lord Jesus Christ openly confesses you before the assembled hosts of heaven. Remember what it says in Matthew 10:32. The Lord Jesus said, "Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. That reference was Matthew 10:32. In view of all of this, let our constant prayer be, let me look on the crowd as my Savior did, till my eyes with tears grow dim. Let me view with pity the wandering sheep, and love them for love of him. It is said of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 9:36, and seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and downcast, like sheep without a shepherd. That was Matthew 9:36. Well, it's time to close our books. This time we've completed chapter 10 in the course Lessons for Christian Living. For those of you studying at home, it's time to do another exam and mail it to the address indicated. And if some of the rest of you would like to take this course, stay tuned for our address. You've been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.